evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you once again on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here in Washington, D.C. I'd like to say it's our nation's capital, but having observed things here for far too long, and I'm sure you'll agree, there's some question as to whether or not it's our capital. Yeah, folks, this big controversy that's going on now surrounding the proposed Arab takeover, I should say the proposed takeover of several major U.S. ports by an Arab-owned company is kind of interesting. You know, it's now been revealed, of course, or this has been known from the beginning, but the company that's been managing these ports is a British company, and you know what? No one seems to have raised any objections to that fact. And now I just read in the Washington Post or the Washington Times today that there's Chinese companies that control several, not control, manage. They manage several ports on the West Coast. And again, you know, now we have all these brave newborn patriots like Hillary Rodham Clinton and Charles Schumer of New York and Peter King, a Republican congressman from New York, and all three of those, I might mention, are big, loud cheerleaders for Israel in Congress. Here they are, all of a sudden upset about the fact that an Arab country has its hands in the takeover of the proposed takeover of U.S. ports. Now, like I said, I made my position very, very clear. I don't think a foreign company should be in, from any country, whether it's an Arab country or Israel or China or Britain even, should be in charge of anything at any U.S. port because a U.S. port is a U.S. port. You know, is there something wrong with American companies or even, dare I say, the American government, the federal government or state or local city governments being in charge of ports? I mean, you know, the average American, if they pay any attention to this at all, should be absolutely shocked to find out that even the British were running U.S. ports. Now, this is not supranationalism. This is not isolationism. This is not xenophobia. This is just called plain old national security. And now, of course, we find President Bush absolutely defending the fact that he has essentially, or his administration passed on the commission's suggestion that this port takeover be permitted. So this, again, I say, is very, very interesting. You know, President Bush is in a pickle here because the very fact that he is allowing Arab interests to come in or has basically said he would veto the attempts to stop it, this should raise questions about the Bush family's longstanding financial ties with a lot of Middle Eastern governments, particularly even in the United Arab Emirates, in Saudi Arabia, in Kuwait. I mean, this is something that we reported on in the spotlight years ago, and which American Free Press has reported on repeatedly, and I always tell you, you got to keep an eye on American Free Press because it's kind of like a weekly published version of all the great news and information you find on the Republic Broadcasting Network every day of the week. So ladies and gentlemen, when are the American people going to wake up and realize that what we think belongs to America and what is managed by America isn't necessarily so? I mean, I think this scandal, for want of a better term to describe it, it hasn't turned into a scandal per se just yet. I think this is one of those little unexpected developments that could prove very positive for Americans to begin learning and understanding more about how, quote-unquote, our government really operates. Because we're finding out very quickly that things don't operate precisely as they always seem. Folks, we have a break coming up. We're going to have open phones tonight. Let's talk about this and about all sorts of other things that concern you and concern all decent Americans. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We'll The future of health and wellness is here and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Folks, I was talking with one of my buddies from American Free Press today, Steve Lombardo, and he listens in to Republic quite a bit, in fact, long before I even had a show here. And one thing he commented upon was that there's a lot of good quality and intelligent callers who call this program and who call other programs, and I'm proud to say that's a fact because we do have an informed audience out there. And you know, that drove Steve's comment was driven home to me even further when I opened up the Washington Times newspaper today and read a very interesting article, a very brief article, which was commenting on some remarks made by a congressman from Texas here in the last couple days. Now, the congressman in question, and I know we have a lot of listeners down there in Texas, the congressman in question is Ted Poe, a Texas Republican. Now, to preface what Mr. Poe said, I have to remind you that last night one of our callers pointed out, well, we were having a discussion about how there's efforts to put people in jail in Europe for, not efforts, they're doing it, putting people in jail in Europe, various European countries, for quote-unquote denying the Holocaust, that is, debating issues, historical issues about what did or did not happen during a part of our world history. And as our caller pointed out last night, you know, if they're going to put people in jail for that, they might start putting people in jail for questioning whether or not there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, or whether or not we should have ever gotten into the Iraq war, or whether the government told us the truth about 9-1-1. And of course, I agreed with him, and I think probably most of our listeners did too, because we always have to be very nervous about people who are advocating freedom of speech up to a point when it comes to discussion of political issues, because freedom of speech, as we know it under our Constitution, is very much designed to protect political debate over issues, political issues and historic questions. And, well, here we go, folks. Congressman Ted Poe of Texas says this, that it might just be time to consider the fact that traitors during World War II raised questions about the president and about whether or not the United States should have been in the war. He says that Japanese psychological warfare specialists tried to demoralize American forces by broadcasting radio programs from Tokyo Rose. That was a Japanese-American woman. Actually, several women apparently used that name. And some of the things he said that she broadcast were, quote-unquote, this is Congressman Poe talking. One, your president is lying to you. Two, the war is illegal. Three, you cannot win this war. And here's what Congressman Poe says. Does that sound familiar? Maybe that's because some in the media and in the political arena, apparently, have picked up the same message and are broadcasting it to our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and to our enemies. The only difference, he says, is that these people claim to support our troops before they demoralize them. That's Congressman Ted Poe from Texas. Now, I'm sure Congressman Poe is a patriotic American. I'm not questioning his Americanism. I never even heard of Congressman Poe before today. I don't follow politics here in the congressional politics like I used to, because I realized there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, or for that matter, really, in foreign policy issues, for the most part, between the so-called liberals and the so-called conservatives, who all follow the same piper, and that's not me. But here's Congressman Poe essentially saying that those of us who are critical of the war and who are critical of the president are just as bad as Tokyo Rose, who was prosecuted for treason, a Japanese-American woman who was sent to jail. So, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Poe basically came out here and confirmed what our caller said last night. I mean, not that that's really any surprise, but, you know, here it is, you know, in black and white, words from a United States congressman. Folks, freedom of speech is in danger in this country, and we have got to be ever more vigilant. We got a caller from Wisconsin named Linda. Let's bring Linda up.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Linda?
Hi there. Say, just before you came on CNN, one of the top stories was concerning Iraq.
Okay.
And they're making the claim that there's a possibility that there could be a civil war. What have we been missing here? isn't it time to bring the soldiers home? If there's going to be a civil war, do we want our soldiers mixed up in the middle of that?
Well.
Oh, boy. Surprises, surprises.
You know, Linda, it's very interesting, and I'm glad you called in with that, because just a few minutes ago, I got off the phone with a very good friend of mine, and in hushed tones, and this is a guy who wholeheartedly supported the war, he says to me, he told me about this very thing, that there was a bombing of a Shiite mosque, mm-hmm, in Baghdad, and they're now talking as though a civil war could erupt there. Well, as you say, surprise, surprise. No, it's no surprise to me, because I know in American Free Press we wrote time and time and time again that the ultimate result of a United States intervention in Iraq and bringing down Saddam Hussein would be a, guess what, civil war.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as you say, they're reporting this like, surprise, surprise. And you know as well as I do, Linda, no matter what they say, no matter how they try to play this, that there are going to be people like Senator John McCain and Senator Joe Lieberman, who are already advocating that the United States invade Iran. These people are going to say that it's vital for the war on terrorism for the United States to be involved in Iraq to pull that country together because, quote unquote, otherwise there will be chaos and it will become a base for even more terrorism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
I wanted to bring up something else.
Yeah, please do.
Concerning the ports. What I'm surprised about is that when President Clinton gave or sold the Long Beach port to the communist Chinese, and then there was some pad or something. I've never seen a picture of it, so I don't know what it looks like. But he gave it to the Russians. It's either a place to land aircraft or to let rockets, you know, to launch rockets from. Now, why would he do that? And then when I was living in Utah, I remember the day that he stood on the North Rim.
You're talking about President Clinton?
President Clinton, and stood on the North Rim because he was too chicken to come into Utah because people like me would have, you know, kicked him out. Anyway, he gave this 10 million acres of this, what was it called? It's a coal reserve, the Escalante. This was land, you know, that was supposed to be for the schools, et cetera, et cetera. But
okay.
The thing is, it belonged to the people of Utah. And I remember when he did that, I called the governor's mansion, and, of course, that was Governor Leavitt. Interesting how cozy all of these left and right people are.
Exactly.
Because
mm-hmm.
Look at where Mr. Leavitt is today. And I asked, you know, why didn't you even say anything? And there was virtually nothing said. This is my problem. Oh, and by the way, that land was given to the United Nations.
Oh, okay.
Here's my problem. Where are the American people when these other things happened, when we're giving parks and waterways, rivers are being given to the United Nations, and yet there's no outcry?
You know...
What is the matter with us?
Linda, you put your finger on something very important there. Number one, that these politicians are all in bed together. You know, they have their cosmetic differences at election time, and they go out and say how bad the Democrats are and how bad the Republicans are. You know, and they got to get all the party faithful rallied behind them. You know, but I mean, look, you know. It was Bill Clinton, it was Newt Gingrich, the Republican leader in Congress, who helped Bill Clinton get through the NAFTA agreement that shipped American jobs south of the border. You know, this was said to be a good thing for America, for the United States, you know. Well, it wasn't a good thing, and yet here you have the conservative Republican siding with the liberal Democrat. I mean, at election time, isn't anybody going to say anything?
I've coined it this way. They both want the same thing. They're both like two pit bulls fighting over a carcass.
Well, part of what it is, you know, again, as one of our callers rightly pointed out, it's very, very simple, you know. You know, follow the money. Because, you know, the bottom line of it is, despite, these cosmetic differences, liberal and conservative, you know, on the big issues that really count, dividing up the money and controlling the power in this country, that's where it really counts. And the same political forces fund all of the major political candidates who are running for president, with few exceptions. I mean, it's, and the funny thing about it is, for the most part, you can even find it in the public records. Of course, there's a lot of hidden money that we never hear about. But if you look at the Federal Election Commission records for the candidates for all federal candidates that appear, you can find it on the internet. They're openly published. You'll see that major big money forces contribute to both liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans who are actually running against each other.
Right.
So, you know, where are you and I in the mix? You know, this is it, Linda. I mean, it's and you know, I'll tell you something. We have a break coming up. Linda, why don't you hang on? We have a couple other callers, and we're going to talk more about this and a lot of other things that the big money people don't want us to talk about. But we're going to talk about it on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you again from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The phones are very active tonight. We got a whole raft of callers, but want to finish up with Linda here. And Linda, before you and I complete what we were talking about, I just want to make a comment, Linda. I don't know you from Adam. This, I think, is probably the first time you and I have talked on the phone here. And, you know, you sound to me like a pretty sensible, soft-spoken, down-to-earth, patriotic American. Now, maybe you're not. I mean, maybe you throw pots and pans when you're not on the phone. I don't know. But on the whole, you know, what you've said here tonight, I don't think should scare any other American who's not a regular listener to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Everything you have said is completely sensible. It's completely patriotic. I didn't hear you expressing any hatred toward any other country. I didn't hear you expressing the idea that any other country deserves less than Americans deserve. All you said was that Americans should look out for their own interests. And, you know, you brought up this business about things being given to the United Nations. Well, I don't even think you're suggesting that Americans shouldn't share their resources with other countries. But you know what, Linda? There's a lot of people who don't like what we're talking about here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, either on my show or in other programs, and they say that we're unpatriotic, that we're anti-American, that we're haters, that we're isolationists. What do you think about that?
Well, I wasn't looking at it that way when I called. It's just the concern for my country.
Right, exactly. Precisely. I guess
there's
I put a big mouthful out there and expected you to comment on it, but I mean...
That's all that's behind it. I love my country, and it has nothing to do, as you said, with any hatred towards the Arabs or hatred toward the English people.
Right, exactly.
I was going to finish up with this. I didn't know that the English had control over some of these harbors. And knowing that now, my question is, what kind of shenanigans were going on when they were in control of it? Were they bringing black operations in here?
Exactly. I mean, see...
What has been going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked myself. And, you know, I like to think of myself as kind of being in on a lot of things that, you know, maybe because I've been... you know, writing about it and looking into it, you know, but I mean, I didn't know it myself. And, you know, and what's funny is now some of the people who are now the game they're playing is, well, we only want the ports in the hands of responsible people or people we can trust. Well, you know, like I quoted this Congressman William Barry as having said back in the 1940s, the only allies the United States has are the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. You know, mm-hmm. I mean... you know, as I went into a little lecture the other night about how many times the British tried to reclaim the United States or split the United States or otherwise, you know, Britain's no more of an ally than any other country. America has one real ally, and that's the real Americans who live in this country, who care about America, and who want to be friends with everybody and enemies of nobody.
Well, I think we're finding out who the real Americans are. And I do not consider George Bush a real American.
No, and, you know, Linda, you know what? Real Americans, you know, it's tough to say, but, you know, you're absolutely right. Real Americans don't consider George W. Bush a real American.
I heard a man say, and then I'll get off here, I heard a man say years ago that the day would come, this was actually a prophetic thing that this man said. He said the day will come when America will be surrounded by an irony band or an iron band. And now you could take that several different ways, but the way I took it was he was literally talking about communism.
Well, you know,
we would be surrounded with it. We've got the Chinese communists on the west. We've got we're being covered down on the southern borders. You know, where Carter gave away the Panama Canal to the Chinese. You know, the stupidity of these people. What do they think that they're going to gain by this? Because I'm not going to make widgets for the New World Order.
You know what I think it comes down to, Linda, is these people are thinking in the short term. They're going to get big payoffs. They're going to get big these politicians and government bureaucrats. They're going to get big, fat consulting fees when they leave government, you know. And you know, they don't really care about the bigger ramifications because they're kind of convinced that, you know, we have so much power, the United States has so much power that that we're never going to fall. And in the meantime, they figure they've only got 20 or 30 years to live, so they're going to live it up in their big mansions and really to hell with the rest of us.
I think it said it all in the movie in The Patriot. Where this one general was burning down the churches and the homes and so on, and he was talking to, I forget his name now, this one high-ranking officer, a British officer, and he said, you have to let me handle this in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, you know, I can't go back to England after I do these things. So he wanted to look at Ohio because he thought he was going to be a lord over Ohio.
Okay, very good example.
Okay,
excellent.
I'll let you go.
Linda, thank you very much for that call. I hope you'll call again. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say that was a great pleasure for me with that conversation with Linda. You know, we are going to have a break coming up here, and we have a lot of other callers coming in, but I wanted to let Linda talk because... that's the kind of quality callers we have here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper, and I hope you'll tune back in a couple minutes. Pay very close attention to those commercials coming up. You'll probably get some good information there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have got a whole lineup of callers here, and we have another half hour to go, so I think we can probably squeeze most of you in. So if you guys keep your comments short and to the point, and if I can muzzle myself, I think we'll be able to do it. So let's move right ahead with Bob from Texas.
Hello. I'm calling about that Representative Poe in Texas saying that we shouldn't criticize the government during time of war.
Okay.
And basically he put the blame on us. Well, the fact of the matter is our Congress did not declare war. If there's anybody responsible for putting our soldiers in harm's way without the proper protection, it is the Congress did not declare war. Okay? We are not at war. What we are at is we have an aggressive policy, preemptive aggressive policy based on cooked intelligence. So we have every right and duty to criticize this government until they actually declare war. That's all I have to say.
Bob, you summarized it all. I don't think there's anybody in their right minds, any real, honest to goodness, true patriot, who could disagree with anything you say. The only thing I would disagree with, Bob, is that you described that as cooked intelligence. That's how they call it. But you know what that cooked intelligence is? A bunch of lies. So we appreciate that call, Bob, because you're another one of those true Americans, the real Americans, and a real American, and you'd be a lot better president than George W. Bush. We got another Texan calling in. Rodney, why don't you come on up?
Hey, Mr. Piper, how are you?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, and I want to commend you for having a good show, and I really appreciate the fact that you cover a diverse array of topics, and hope that you keep up the good work there.
Well, I appreciate that. It's very, very difficult to try to keep a diversity of topics. I've often been accused of focusing too much on Zionist intrigue and so forth, but, as I say, it often comes to that, and when it comes right down to it, this whole question of the ports, the controversy surrounding that, arises from the fact that we are involved in a war in the Middle East, so it's kind of all interrelated. But we're going to try to keep it up here, Rodney.
Yes. Regarding the statement you made earlier, you were talking about how you don't get involved in politics because there's not a dime's difference worth the difference between the Democrats or Republicans, and I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
In fact, as I was listening to National Public Radio earlier, they were interviewing Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
And Schumer was putting his little spin on this thing with the ports and all. And after his interview was over, they mentioned that the same company out of Dubai, United Arab Emirates, have a lobbying a PR firm right there in Washington, D.C.
Oh, of course, they all do, yeah.
They're getting ready to hire Bob Dole and Tom Daschle to help to get this thing through.
Okay, well, let me just...
Now, this kind of takes me right into what you were saying. There's not a dime's worth of difference between the two. Now, Bob Dole was... in power during the Clinton administration. And
he was a Republican vice presidential candidate against Clinton.
Right,
yeah.
And he tried to pose as though he was conservative and everything, but now we learn that he's on the,
people
are all traitors.
And Tom Daschle, the Democratic, Senate leader there for a while.
They are all posers.
Yeah, that's right, Rodney.
And so I'm just, it really irks me whenever I hear a caller call in and you can tell by the context and some of the words that they use that they're still stuck in that left-right paradigm. And I pray for them. I hope that they will see the truth. But, it's like what you were saying. There's not a dime's worth of difference. These people are traitors. And I just want to add this and I'll hang up.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they're all traitors, and just like with Judas Iscariot in the Bible, who sold out the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, after he had carried out his dastardly deeds, the people that he did his dirty work for, they had no further use for him.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way with these traitors who we regard as our, and I'm going to say this real, real carefully, leaders in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
they have carried out their dastardly deeds and sold out this country, and they've gotten paid off. There will be no further use for them as far as their handlers are concerned, and they're going to get the same thing that, actually, to tell you the truth, Michael, the people who are controlling the politicians like Bob Dole and Tom Daschle and Schumer and Hillary Clinton and Bill... They have more respect for you and I and people like Linda and Bob and others who stand up and say, look, we're not going to, we're going to be steadfast. We're going to be true about the way we believe. We believe in human rights and so on and so forth. They have more respect for us than they do for these traitors.
That's right.
They really do. They really do, Mr. Piper.
You're right. So, I agree with you.
And so that's all I got to say. And I look forward to the day when these people will they'll get their day of reckoning because they really are selling this country out. And when I heard that story on National Public Radio earlier this evening, it just really, showed the true colors of all of these individuals. And they all have a common thread, CFR, Trilateral Bilderbergers.
They're all crooks.
They're all on that same team. But like I said, they're all traitors. And once they have carried out their dastardly deeds and they've been paid off, they're going to be of no further use to their handlers, and their handlers will discard them just like a dirty dish rag. After it's been used, they throw it in the trash, and they're going to do the same thing to them. So that's all I got to keep
all
up
right,
the work.
All right, Rodney, thank you very much. Yeah, that's a good terminology to describe these people, dirty dish rags. Just a quick comment on Senator Charles Schumer. I remember back after the Oklahoma bombing, this creature, this hookworm, Charles Schumer, introduced some legislation to crack down on conspiracy theories. I was the only person in the United States to write about this. I wrote about it in the pages of the Spotlight. And thank goodness it inspired enough opposition that from several articles we did in the Spotlight newspaper that there were enough good patriots in the country who kicked up their heels that Senator Schumer's bill went down the tubes. And he was so upset about it, he actually sent out a letter to his supporters saying that the evil Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight had targeted him. Well, you know what? He was right. We did target him. He was a dirty dish rag that needed to be discarded. But you know what? He later also, after the Oklahoma bombing, was a major player in putting through the anti-terrorism legislation that was a forerunner of this evil so-called Patriot Act. And who was it that it was a co-sponsor of it? Senator John Ashcroft, Republican of Missouri, so-called Mr. Conservative. And of course then, when I wrote in the Spotlight warning about John Ashcroft being a bad man and how he shouldn't be Attorney General, I got a lot of letters from people saying, oh, don't you know, Senator Ashcroft's a good Christian conservative. Please don't criticize him. First thing Ashcroft did as Attorney General was send a raid in on Indianapolis Baptist Church, the first time ever, unless you count the Waco raid by Janet Reno, but it was the first time ever that there was a raid on a mainstream Christian church in America. We got a lot of bad people there, folks. Another point I got to make about Bob Dole. I always kind of liked the guy, but you know, when he retired from the Senate to get ready to run for president, he'd been in the Senate for years. He'd been in the House of Representatives. He knew all these fellas, you know, and men and women, I should say. You know, they were his best friends. He had to hire a speechwriter to write his farewell remarks. The guy didn't have enough to say after he'd been in Congress for, what, 30 years? He had to hire a speechwriter to put words in his mouth. That really raised questions about Bob Dole in my mind, and by their fruits ye shall know them. John from Michigan. John, come on up.
How you doing, Michael?
How you doing tonight?
Oh, not bad. You had mentioned the Patriot Act, and I think in there a provision, sneak and peek provision, where they can go into your house without your knowledge?
You know, frankly, I can't. I have to take your word on that because, you know, I've never read the whole Patriot Act, and most people probably haven't, but go on.
Well, from what I read, that they can sneak into your house, and they don't have to let you know, and they don't have to tell you for, like, 6 months.
Well, you know, John, I'll tell you why. That really, in a strange sense, doesn't make any difference because, you know what? Private spy groups like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the Southern Poverty Law Center have been doing black bag operations, as they call them, like that for years.
Yes.
I personally cut a wiretap off my home telephone about 10 years ago, so it didn't even take a federal agency to do that. What was happening was that the Anti-Defamation League, groups like that, they were doing these black bag operations and then turning the information over to the FBI and the CIA and who knows? I mean,
yeah.
You know, we always hear, excuse me, John, I'm just going to say, we always hear about how the FBI was spying on Martin Luther King. Well,
right.
A lot of that spying was actually being done by the Anti-Defamation League and then turned over to the FBI, but no one ever wants to talk about that. So
right.
we've had a secret police state here for a long time. Now they're just codifying it.
You know, I was going to say they've been doing that for years.
Yeah, and, exactly. So
you know, they keep saying we're a democracy. We were never a democracy. We were a republic. We lost that. We're an empire today.
That's exactly right. And we know what's happened to every other empire. So
right.
God bless us, everyone, as Tiny Tim would say.
Right. And I know you got a lot of callers. I'd just like to say that you have a lot of rights in this country. Just don't get caught exercising any of them. So.
John, I wish you were wrong, but you're right.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Okay, we have Dominic in Orlando. Dominic, come on up.
Hey, Mr. Piper. I just want to say that I enjoy your show, and I was listening to your yesterday show.
Okay.
And I want to mention a simple mathematical big problem, how to disfigure the 6 million Jew mark of the Holocaust.
Right.
Before the war, there was 2.4 million Jews in...
Wait, listen, do me a favor, Dominic. I don't mean to interrupt you, but listen, I want to tell you something. Let me make a point here. I don't want to get into the forensics, the facts and figures of the Holocaust, because, you know, first of all, up front, I don't believe the 6 million figure.
Okay.
A lot of people I know who are not Holocaust revisionists, people who are just students of World War II history, have told me themselves they don't believe the figure. You know, and there's all sorts of ways you can play, you know, the figures, and, you know, you have to get your pen and paper out and start figuring. The bottom line of it is, Dominic, you know, there's all sorts of legitimate questions that can be raised about the Jewish Holocaust. There's questions that can be raised about the numbers of Africans who died on the slave ships. There's questions about American Indians who've died, you know, when they were kicked off their lands. You know, you can go on and on about this. There's people who, it's really irrelevant, Dominic, because the bottom line of it is that we should be free to raise these questions. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So really, I mean, I don't want to interrupt you there, Dominic, but I mean, chances are most people, if they've studied it at all, they know that the stories, there's some holes in them.
All
so,
right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't mean to take your steam there, but like I say, it's like we you know, one night we can have, and I will have somebody on the show to talk about these facts and figures. You know, get somebody who I know who can handle the issue and handle it correctly and put it in a framework that people who are not familiar with it can understand it, if you follow what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Dominic, I appreciate your call, and I hope you'll keep listening, and I support what you're saying, and I know where you were going with that, but I just want to keep it on the free speech issue at the moment. Okay? Dominic? I guess we lost Dominic. Well, we do have John from Texas. Let's get John up here.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing, John?
Pretty good. Two comments. First one about old Ed Poe. He was a Houston judge down here. Very, very corrupt one.
Okay, well,
yeah.
He's showing his corruption right now. Okay.
Yeah, birds of a feather, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he would always introduce what they call down here different kinds of punishment and stuff like that. So that's a little bit background on him. He's just totally corrupt, and like I say, they put him in there just to join in with the trash up there.
You know, that's interesting, John, because, you know, I've always liked to think of myself as a law and order man over the years, but, you know, more and more over the years, and I commented on this the other evening, I've come to see that our whole judicial system is really totally corrupt from top to bottom. It's designed to keep people in the criminal justice system. We see this every day here in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure it's that way down there in Texas and everywhere else. We don't want to target out Mr. Poe, because I'm sure Mr. Poe was probably just as corrupt as a lot of other judges around the country.
Well, 90% of them are Masons, so, I mean, that's, you know.
Well, there's another,
you know,
factor altogether, and I'll just say for the record, you know, I thought about this the other evening when somebody mentioned it on, somebody mentioned something like this on the show. I was actually once in a courtroom in a legal case involving my former employer, Liberty Lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an attorney and a witness play the Masonic card openly in court.
Well, I've had it happen to me.
And I'll tell you what was interesting. The attorney representing Liberty Lobby, nice fellow, totally honest, was so horrified by it. But I saw him carefully looking at me real quick to see if I had seen it happen, because I realized that he was part of the same Masonic lodge as the opposition attorney,
yep,
and the judge and the witness.
Yep.
And, you know, I wasn't surprised when we lost that case, and the judge came up with one of the most creative and corrupt rulings I've ever seen in my life.
Well, like I say, I've had that very thing happen to me. and actually watched the person in the back room slip in there real quick and, like you say, made the little things, and, you know, of course, and actually I come to know the judge and was doing work for the judge down here. And I let him know in no uncertain terms. I knew what happened. And he just, you know, of course, he started talking about other things. But on this United Nations thing, I don't know if anybody's out there aware or not, but back in 1972, we signed an agreement with the United Nations called the World Heritage Treaty.
Yes, I recall that.
Yes, yes, that creates World Heritage Sites and Biosphere Reserves. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but from 78 to 95, we have actually turned 19 of our state parks over to the United Nations.
John, you're right about that. Listen, we have that music coming up, and we have two more callers to go after
the break.
All right,
Michael, it was good talking to you.
John,
we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling. Folks, you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where nobody is afraid of the truth.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Gentlemen, this is Michael Colin Pfeiffer on a Republic Broadcasting Network coming to you from Washington. We have two more calls in the space of 5 minutes remaining, so we're going to bring those callers on up and wrap it up for the evening. Let's go to Phyllis from Ohio.
Good evening, Michael.
Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
I'm going to be very quick here. I want to quote something that was written exactly 34 years ago at this time, entitled A Soldier's Protest, and see how relevant it is today.
Please.
Civilian authorities and politicians deserve obedience and loyalty only when they, too, are loyal to the Republic and respect the nation's freedom. Our military will be rendered unfit for war. It will be used to enforce totalitarian government as a part of the United Nations, quote, peacekeeping forces. No soldier is obliged to serve revolutionaries, opportunists, and subversives attempting to break all constitutional restraints on the power of government. And I'll try to, there's a little more here, but I know you're short for time, so I'll close with this. Every officer and enlisted man has sworn allegiance to both the Constitution and the President. That oath of allegiance is exclusive now, and each must choose either to fight for the liberty of this republic or serve the corrupt oligarchy that intends to destroy it. This was written by my son 34 years ago at the age of 21.
That's your son, John Allen Coe. I like to call him John Wayne Coe because he was a real American like John Wayne. That's from his book, A Martyr Speaks, and I think that book's available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. So
yes, it is.
All right. Listen,
thank you, Michael.
Thanks a lot, Phyllis. Great lady there. Nice lady. One of America's real patriots. Keith from Rhode Island. Come on up, Keith.
Yeah, tough act to follow. But just two things here. Bob made an excellent point a few minutes ago about how we never really declared, there was never a formal declaration of war against the government of Iraq or anybody else. So if that's the case, how can we ever expect an end to hostilities since no formal declaration of hostilities were ever made?
Good point.
Remember, in 1945, we had the Japanese on board the deck of the USS Missouri in Tokyo Harbor. We had Field Marshal Keitel and Jodl sign the surrender papers in Europe, you know, for the Third Reich. But no such surrender ceremonies ever took place in Iraq. And as long as no formal declaration of war has ever been made and no formal declaration of peace or surrender will ever be made, there will not be any peace.
Well, you know what? I hate to tell you, but the last legitimate ruler of Iraq was a guy named Saddam Hussein, and they want to hang him, so he's never going to be able to sign any
He is the legitimate, like him or not, he is the legitimate ruler of Iraq.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. I think the problem is, in 1947, we switched our mission as a country from the Department of War became the Department of Defense. And I think that's kind of set a whole new mentality into motion. And that was also the year that the Central Intelligence Agency was created. So we don't fight wars in the traditional sense anymore. We just fight non-stop defense conflict. I don't know what they're called, but they're not wars in the traditional or conventional sense anymore. It's just a nonstop. It's just a nonstop campaign against somebody to justify the military-industrial complex.
Keith, I tell you what. One time I got myself in some quicksand, and fortunately I got out of it. And that's exactly where the United States is today, and I don't see us getting out of it. Well, that's how it works, you know. Keith, we have one more caller just chimed in, and I don't think we're going to be able to take him, so I'll thank you for your call and say goodbye to everybody for the evening and ask you all to tune in again to this program tomorrow night, but urge you to keep on listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This has been Michael Collins Piper. I appreciate your calls and value your friendship. Have a good evening, everybody.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.